You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You got me going.
Is this on a soundtrack? It feels like a soundtrack kind of song. I don't know what this song
is. It's from wrestling, right? Wasn't this Hulk Hogan's entrance music for a while?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Now, I don't know. Beyond that, it might be from a movie or something else.
Gotcha.
But I know it from Hulk Hogan.
I don't want to get off on a Hulk Hogan tangent, but that man's kind of lost his way, right? A little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Are you surprised about that, though?
I used to watch the reality show, and I thought it was awesome. But now I guess the mom doesn't talk to the daughter.
Oh, yeah. They're a mess.
Ugh.
They are a mess. And I feel like that generally happens. If you ever get a reality show, even if you're not a mess on the reality show, at some point you'll be a mess.
Yeah.
Pre or post. But speaking of guys who are a mess, at least on social media, it is time now for our buddy, Boston Sports Journal Mike Giardi, to join us. But first, the best open for a phone hit in Boston radio.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
That's false advertising here on WEEI Afternoons, because I almost guarantee Mike Giardi will be pissed about something in Boston sports, because if you follow him on social media, he's been pissed nonstop lately. Michael, how we doing?
By the way, that's Rick Derringer, who did Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, just passed away not too long ago, who did the I'm a Real American song for Hulk Hogan. So there you go, your musical history moment with Mike G.
And that is why I tell people he is the most versatile man in Boston sports media. Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, and something about Hulk Hogan's music.
Yeah. That's a rock and roll. Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Very cool.
He's also an expert on bad baseball teams, because I was reading on Twitter last night, you guaranteed they're the worst baseball team east of the Mississippi. How frustrated are you with the Boston Red Sox? Were you one of those that started the year taking the over, buying in on the 90-win team?
I did not take the over because I didn't like the pitching enough. I think the starting rotation was flawed, and I think that's sort of proven to be part of the problem here. But for me, you watch them, man. Like, it's simple baseball things, like Marcelo Mayer throwing to third base when the play is at the plate, and like, where's the catcher yelling for? You know, if you got to throw it home, it's like the Romy Gonzalez with the double and trying to stretch it into a triple and makes the first out of the inning at third base. That's the stuff that, no kidding, you teach in Little League, right?
Yep.
I don't understand this team. I don't understand what's going on in the minor leagues in terms of the development process. It seems like, you know, the driveline stuff, all the things that they're into, but like, we forget about fundamentals. Do we forget about how to advance a base runner, hit the ball to the right side? You know, like, things like that, they just don't do. And, you know, I know a lot of people want to put it on Cora, and certainly he deserves his share of blame. But, like, to me, it feels like he just come up, Andy, and they don't know what the hell they're doing when they get here.
Well, before Ted gives you his question, I did want to let you know that Dan Ball did a little research. He went to the Driveline website, and they do only have two tabs, pitching and hitting. There is no defense tab for Driveline, no base running. That doesn't fall into their metrics. So that's definitely a reason to be frustrated.
And Mike, you already answered kind of one of the questions. It's just about Cora. I'm with you. I don't put as much on Cora, because which leads me to this question. It just feels like it's like they've outsourced you know, aspects of the game they want to teach. You know, so Driveline, and then you got Sportsology, and then you got Andrew Bailey, and you got all these different kind of philosophies within the organization that I feel like, you know, that just screws things up and there's not a clear vision. Like, do you, just structurally, what do you think of how, you know, it's kind of run with all these different kind of entities within one, you know, basically kind of doing their thing? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, Ted, it feels like they're definitely not on the same page. Like, if you tell me that this is the way Alex Cora wants to run his baseball team, I don't believe you. Like, I think there are certain things that Alex Cora believed as a player, saw growing up, that, yeah, the game has evolved a little bit, and there are more numbers and all these different things. But, like, you can see sometimes the irritation in his voice post-game when he talks about the strikeouts and some of the, you know, but that's what they're teaching, right? It's the three outcomes. And I just, yeah, I have a hard time pitching backwards. Like, how has the Andrew Bailey process worked? He's been here now for a year and a half. And other than the first month of the season last year, when the pitching backwards thing worked, has it worked since? Who's really taken off? Has Brian Bayo developed? Really, has any of the young arms developed? It's just, to me, there's too much push and pull between Alex and Breslow and whoever else is involved and got their hands in the pie, because it's clear that I think a lot of people have their hands in the pie about what's going on there. And I think it leads to what we're seeing, disjointed baseball.
And we're seeing a lot of consistent disjointed baseball. They are a sub 500 baseball team. I still feel like they lost a series this weekend that they somehow won two of the three games, because it feels like they lost it.
You're right.
But they'll tell anyone who listens, particularly anyone on WEEI or Nesson, that they still think they're going to be good. They still think they're going to be adding to this team for 2025. Are you buying into this little PR campaign that Breslow and Sam Kennedy seem to be on, trying to convince us that they're still all in on this season?
Well, let me throw that back at you. Are you still buying in? Because I heard you the other day, and I texted you, and I was like, you're out of your mind if you think they're going to actually add money. And what are we now in the last couple of days? What have we heard? Oh, well, Aroldis Chapman might be a guy gets moved. Oh, yeah. Alex Bregman, if they can't come to an extension, he might get moved. Yeah, Andy. The only way they add is if they go on some unforeseen run here in the next couple of weeks where all of a sudden they're in driver's seat, a wild card, and someone says, hey, you know, if you give us a B-level prospect, we'll give you a B-plus starter or a B-minus starter on a good contract or whatever. And his last year of his deal, like, I can't foresee it. I don't believe it. They haven't done it. Why would I believe they're going to do it now?
Preach, Michael. Preach.
Why does everybody yell at me?
Changing directions a little bit. The Celtics. Okay, the Celtics. Kind of a underwhelming offseason so far. You know, shedding a lot of salary. And so, you know, people are kind of curious, you know, do they have another big move? And some have speculated that maybe Damian Lillard, that they're interested in bringing him in. Do you have any interest in bringing in a Damian Lillard to this team?
Nope, none whatsoever. 34, going to be 35 when he recovers from the torn Achilles. He never played defense before. He's a ball-dominant player. Like,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I suppose you could convince me that if it was the minimum, and what's the most they can offer him right now is 5'7". Like, I suppose maybe you could convince me that that's okay. But even then, like, what are you getting out of that? Obviously, you're not getting anything this year. And if it's for it would have to be for a 2-year deal. So you get him 2 years from now. If you listen to the people that really hardcore cover the Celtics and seem to be on the mark with things that are going on, they're not talking about just punting on this year. They're talking about punting on next year as well, about being under the tax. Not the apron, not the second apron, talking about being under the tax and then being ready for the free agency in 2027. That's when they can make their quote-unquote big move. Ooh. But then actually people have talked about that, and they're like, well, if they keep Brown, Tatum, and White on the roster, that's like $150 million. So I don't know where the big move exactly is coming from, unless, of course, again, at that point they are saying, all right, well, we'll go back over the second apron. But yeah, it just feels like this is they're not tanking per se, but they're not doing anything to keep the momentum rolling or to be a – and I've heard people say, like, oh, they could win 50 games. Really? They could?
Yeah, so they could.
I understand that. Yeah, they you're right. They JB. Could. They could if a lot of other things happen.
Ah, you son of a
– Ask one about JB.
No, we're moving on. Right. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. So, Mike – all the cool people have been going to St. Lucia this offseason. Me, Drake May. And Drake May's now at Wimbledon. Ted likes that. He feels like it's
an
elevation of his star power.
Yeah, yeah.
But my question of you, from what you understand, and you're maybe one of the most connected people on that beat, what is Drake May's off-season relationship with his teammates, specifically his wide receivers, like? We haven't seen any of that. Like,
no videos.
Yeah, no videos from some private school somewhere. No, he rented out a resort in Montana and all the receivers are throwing. What is that relationship like with him as he tries to develop as the true franchise leader quarterback guy?
Yeah, I believe that's actually coming. At least a little birdie whispered that to me. But, like, look, he got married. So it was it was end of OTAs. A couple weeks later, you're getting married. Throw yourself into that. Get a little bit of a break in there. Take some time with his girl, and then he's gonna come back, and it'll be all football all the time from whatever mid July until however long the season goes. So I think some of that stuff's a little overrated. People get horny for it. And they see the videos because somehow there's people there taking videos of it. You can't just do it on your own. You have to, you have to hire a camera crew to shoot it and show me all the things and edit out all the drops and why did you run it that way? I threw the ball over here. We don't ever see that stuff.
Yep.
But I don't think that matters all that much, And I think, like I said, feels like it's coming here in the next week or so. So, they'll get what they get out of it. And what matters most is when they get on the field and they're being watched by Josh and Mike and everybody else, how it looks then.
I'm curious what Mike's you have to say about this question that we talked about earlier this week. Andy asked us who he thought, who we thought has the most pressure on them for the Patriots, not named, Mike Vrabel and Drake May. Do you have a guy in mind that you think is kind of the target for the most pressure? Not name those two guys?
So I heard your answer. I thought the McDaniels answer was a really good answer because, I don't think Mike Vrabel and he were forced together, but I also think it was suggested and highly recommended that they be together. And, we've seen Josh at times, Josh at his best, there's balance, there's he's creative, all that stuff. But we've seen Josh sometimes lock into certain things. You throw the ball 12 straight plays and, that's not who Mike Vrabel is. Now, maybe Mike has evolved in the year away from coaching, and maybe he looks at the talent he has on the roster and says, I get it, which I get what you're doing. But, I could see some moments there where there's potential for friction. And, so Josh is going to have to toe the line between, sort of maximizing what he has, which, again, when we look at the wide receiver room, you don't feel great about. And then, here's my best player is my quarterback. And, maybe one of the running backs elevates again. And then, how does he game that? And I'll be curious to see how that plays. I also think, and it's, I don't know if pressure is the right term for it, but they're paying Stephon Diggs to be a one. Okay, and we already went through what we went through this offseason with him not really being here when I think they thought he was going to be here. And then, of course, the viral video and the boat. And as I said, I think forgive but not forget is where the Patriots are at with that. So he's got to come back here and show that, like, he's on point and that he is where he said he was going to be and that he's got the book down. And, like, whether it's week one or it's a couple weeks into the season or if it's the, you know, the Kendrick Bourne week five timeline, when he finally gets plugged in there, like, they're paying him to go. Like, I don't know if they're paying him to be the guy who was in Buffalo, but they're still paying him to be whatever, 5-6 catches a game type of guy. And, like, is he capable of that? Does he want to do that? Like, he says he does, but is he doing the work away from it? Again, I know he posts the videos on Instagram. I get it.
Fitzy,
like,
loves them. You know, Fitzy eats them up.
Oh, he's in France training. He's going to have a great year, guys. Come on.
Oh, Fitzy. I would dog Fitzy right now for not being here, but he sent me some beer, so I'm going to I won't do it. I'll leave Fitzy alone.
All right, before we let you go, I like to play a little more likely game here on WEEI Afternoons, and we didn't ask you anything about the Bruins. I know you're a passionate Bruins follower, so I'm just going to ask you quickly, more likely, the Bruins make the playoffs this coming season, or they have the number one overall pick next summer?
Boy, that's a good one. Thank you. Here's what I'll say. I'll say they make the playoffs, even though I think the roster's still
low. A little optimism from Mike Giardi.
Well, I think that they're going to play a defensive style. I think that's where Sturm's sort of background is. He learned from Claude. He learned from the guy out in L.A. And, like, so I think they're going to pack it in, and I think Swayman will be better. And so I think you'll just kind of squeeze into that eighth spot, you know, like, and then be out in, you know, four games.
All right. That's the homer that is Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. I believe he's headed down the Cape. He's going to enjoy some fun sun and fireworks. Enjoy the 4th of July weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
You too, guys.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports.
He's nice enough to come on our show, and then we got to bust his balls.
Yeah, it's what we do around here.
That's it.
It's what we do. It's nothing serious, just ball busting.
That's it.
I want to react to something that Giardi said that I think flies in the face of sort of the general consensus in the world of football about Drake May. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.